off the souls that are lost and proud. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection, and there's peace, the pain. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Claim to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. If the ride is worth the pain, he's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Taking a ride on the old long black train tonight. You know, our message tonight is going to be concerning our bodies. Body, mind, and soul. So tonight's message is how to stay healthy on Yahweh's spiritual food, and how to count our blessing. Health, Yahweh's way. That's the message title tonight. Yahweh's way. You know, some people think, now this is what they think, and you know the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is. With the exception, if you don't have the right thinking, let's just say that you just worship your physical body instead of worshiping Yahweh who is in you. Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? He lives in you and was given to you by the Holy Spirit. You do not belong to yourself. You're not your own keeper now. For Yahweh bought you with a high price. So you must honor Yahweh with your body, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And so, dear friends and brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your body to Yahweh, which is a reasonable service now, for all He's done for you, and make this living holy sacrifice the kind that He will find acceptable, as it's related in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Now, let me tell you how to do this. Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Bodily exercise profits little. Now, you can get you a set of six-pack abs. You can bulk up and get big muscles and be spiritually a little dwarf. So, which should be the bigger man? Where should you put your energies to make yourself look like a chiseled hunk, a very ripped body with muscles? Notice this. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important. Now, why is it? Simply because it is the thing that will get your soul and body, save it out of hell, and make it a fit subject. There is an inward man. You got to have that man to remember this. This is in Proverbs 14:30. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. But jealousy is like a cancer in the bones. You know, we believe that the devil is a jealous, raving maniac. You know, he rears his head anytime you would do good. And Satan is always, now I'm telling you, Satan is always present that he may come in and impress you with his own wisdom. You know, he likes to get in your carnal mind and tell you, oh, look how good you look today. There's nothing in the world like you. Look how you've got this physical physique going. So you get this idol worship. You are the idol, and the most wonderful person that you know of is looking back at you when you stare in the mirror. Now, all you've got to do is turn away from evil. And then you'll have healing for your body, your mind, and your soul, and you'll have strength for your bones, according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Now, with that said, I just can't wait to bring you up to date. What a wonderful day that we've had here at the office. The morning mail, I mean, it brought us joy. And I can't wait to share it with you because we got some exciting information. This is the health, the kind of health, the food that Yahweh chooses. Man shall not live. Now, I want you to say this with me. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Don't impress yourself with your wisdom or your good looks or your ripped body. I've known people that have eat a vegetarian diet and thinking that they were going to live a long time, and you could probably think so too, because they was in very good shape and they died a young life. I know the people that drank and smoked and never eat a healthy meal, give or take a few, in their whole life and live to be over 100. It's intestinal the character that Yahweh looks at. The days that are allotted are not allotted by you. Yeah, you can live good, and you on an average, you can live healthy and probably improve the quality of your life. But it won't increase your days any more than what is set. And if the Bible said if a man would honor his father and mother, his days would be long on earth. Now, what is honor? Honor is like the 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in the anointing of the Messiah, he's a new creation. The old man is gone or has been put off. The inward man is greater in you is he that is in the world, the outer man, that you try to rip and get muscles and eat healthy and think you're going to live a long time. You're not going to do that. If a man's ways please Yahweh, he's going to live a good, healthy, qualitative life because Yahweh said you would. Not because that you do anything it's very important, you know, good fuel in is good fuel out. That's true. I agree with that. But let me tell you something. The Bible says it's not that goes into the body in the food line that defiles a person. It's that which comes out. Out of the heart proceeds jealousy, envy, strife, all these things that are put in to your body. And we want to tell you something tonight. We got a glorious surprise this morning. Matter of fact, talking about the sister just informed me, we got a love offering from her, and the brother in Illinois who blessed me tremendously Saturday when I drove down to Knoxville and picked up a care package to us, the festival site offering. And today we received another large offering, which brought his offering to over $10,000, way over $10,000 this year. And man, that was timely, and how we were blessed from Illinois. We also, from the great state of Wisconsin, who this brother from Illinois is from, he's originally from Illinois, Wisconsin, now he lives in the Chicago area, but a brother from Wisconsin, I'd never heard from him before that I can remember, maybe I did, but the way he indicated in his note to me that he'd been listening for quite a while, and this brother is from the great state of Illinois, he sent $1,200 in regards to the fee site. Now, that's awesome. This is a complete stranger to me. And yet he's been listening, and he heard our plea. And a healthy body will produce these type of fruits that the inward man eats. He's satisfied. I do believe that these brethren that have given to Yahweh's feast site, it don't belong to Buddy. It don't belong to this one or that one. It's not a place where our names are going to be on it. It's a place for Yahweh's people. You'll always be welcome there. And if we fill it up, we'll just take up another love offering and buy the field next to us. It's for sale. And it's something that we can think about in the future, that the land is for sale. We hope that Yahweh keeps it open for us, because we would love nothing better than to have to expand out of the 20 acres that we've got. Let's hope and trust that within a year it's too small for us and we'd have to buy the field next door to expand our fee site. And we keep three of those a year, and yet I'll be there to teach on the Lunar Sabbath. You know, some people, it sets their teeth on edge when we preach the Lunar Sabbath. And especially when I preach the eighth day, you know, they haven't got a thing to say against the eighth day, because there's no Bible against the eighth day. Matter of fact, the Bible is for the eighth day. So these mummers and complainers that preach against the lunar Sabbath and advocate a calendar that was developed by a pope, of all people now. And then these people jump on the bandwagon and call themselves Messianic Jews. And I call them a mess of annex that they produce in their doctrine. They want to be Jews. They're wannabes. Desiring to be Jews. And Christ spoke of those type of people that claim to be Jews and are not, but are liars. And these people will do anything to promote the Gregorian calendar, which is nothing but a lie. And it's amazing. Now, the brother from Wisconsin, $1,200. Man, I grabbed that check, and I held it up to Yahweh, and I said, Father, here's a brother that I don't even know. And here's someone that loves your, not me. He don't love me. He loves you. He heard this was a thesis for Yahweh. And he wrote a check out for $1,200. That's healthy. Man. Health. And I'm going to prove it to you just in a minute what it takes to be healthy. It ain't salads. You know the most polluted food in the world is salad. I don't want to start anything here. Because meats are now just as unhealthy, and it's getting to where you got to watch what you eat. But especially prayer and thanksgiving makes everything clean. Not everything. I don't want to go that far. Because there's some things that just ain't going to be clean because they weren't clean to start with. But things that are clean but have been polluted by the workings of man, like hybrid products. You just don't believe if you eat out of a grocery store or a supermarket, unless you're very adept at reading labels, you'll be surprised what's been genetically altered. Avoid genetic altered foods. If you can, eat fresh food and have a correct balance. And when I said salad is some of the most polluted, you better wash it good. And sometimes it don't help because in the membranes, all this poison that is sprayed, you say, well, I eat organic. That's one of the biggest farces that's going today is something that's certified organic because you can't trust the people that certify it to be organic. That's a proven fact. You cannot trust when they stamp the meat USDA inspected. That's a joke. So you know what? Grow as much of what you eat by yourself, and then you'll know what you're eating. Drink water out of your own cistern or your own well. And you believe that after almost 75 years of my life, I'm still drinking the spring water that I was born drinking. When my mom filled up a bottle, I don't even remember if we had bottles back in the year that I was born, back in the 30s. But whatever she gave me come out of the spring and I'm still drinking out of. Praise Yahweh. I've never been in a hospital for anything other than for some tests and all that was bad and I quit going because they ain't nothing but bad news. They don't want you to be healthy. They'll find something wrong with you if you go. And if you ain't a dope addict when you go, you'll be one when you doctor with them. And now that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to that. If you want health in your bones, refrain your mouth from speaking evil against Yahweh, for speaking evil against the Sabbaths. Take heed that you do not interfere with the truth of Yahweh. Now, let me tell you some more brothers and sisters that helped me today and made my life today. I was so thankful that I'm in Yahweh's name. I was so thankful that I've just got a little old box over at the post office box where people mail me support and stuff. And And it was crammed full. As a matter of fact, there was some stuff that I had to go around to the front and ask for because I had a notice that my box was full. I had a express mailbox, and it was packaged from down in Arkansas. 5 pieces, when I opened it, listen to what it was in there. 5 pieces of gold. Now, we already had 10 pieces, and that makes us 15 pieces of 1 ounce gold. But these 5 pieces were special gold. This was collector gold. I got on the internet and checked this out, and some of these pieces are going for $2,000 a piece plus. And we don't know what these are going to be worth because we're going to trade them in or cash them in. We hate to. We'd love to keep it for a while. We've had about $10,000 worth of silver stored at our fee site in North Carolina, and we've had to bring it up and put it in boxes and get it ready. We got to sell it so we can pay for the fee site. And right now, we're about $8,000 short. But man, we are working on it. Today, I have collected over $12,000 by the love of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. 6 people giving $12,000. That's an average of $2,000 a piece. Matter of fact, I had one sister here from the state of Tennessee, a wonderful friend of mine anyway, and I know her condition. She put me 4 $1 bills in a letter, and she said, "Pastor Buddy, this is all I've got." And I was so thankful and pleased that she would send every penny she's got toward that fee site. I look at it as seed of a need. And she has given our need all she had. And Yahweh said, "I'll press it down, fourfold it, and run it back to you in health." I mean, maybe she just saved herself maybe a trip to the hospital that would cost her maybe $40,000 or $100,000. Do you know, it don't take much to be overcome with these tremendous bills that add up when you go to the hospital, and these master surgeons, they're well trained, they're skilled, and they can do miracles and wonders. And I don't criticize you going to one if you have to. If you cut your hand off, don't lay there and bleed to death with some ignorant brother down there praying for you. It ain't time to pray when you got your hand cut off. It's time to apply a tourniquet and tighten it up and stop the bleeding and get the brother some help. You know, be that good Samaritan as opposed to just praying. You know, prayer is action. It's faith in action. That's what it is. So just don't pray for Yahweh to heal it when you've got the means and the ability to stop the blood yourself. Don't let him bleed to death if you can stop it and you're up there praying for Yahweh to stop it. Do what you can do. This is health. Now, this brother that sent me the 5 pieces of gold from the state of Arkansas, I sent his best. I mean, he sent the best. These are awesome coins. These are pure $20 gold pieces. And of course, if you know the inflational fact of what this would be worth, like I say, it's about $2,000 a piece on the general market today. So, man, that was a hefty hit. Now, we don't know that we can sell it for that, but we figure today it's about $12,000 or $13,000, and that's the low estimate of what we collected out of the mailbox today, and that's health. I mean, that really makes me feel good by spending their time and exercise in training themselves for spiritual fitness. That's getting in shape. That's putting your heart. I mean, they had to get up and write the check out or box up the gold and insure it. and do these things that's necessary. And listen what Psalm 63:5 said. Now, I've got to tell you about the five pieces of silver I got here, too. And this is, again, from the great state of Wisconsin. Man, Wisconsin's really coming in here today. And like I said, the brother that sent me $10,000, he's from originally from Wisconsin. He's a refined a Lutheran. Got a lot of good German people up that way that listen to Pastor Buddy and Brother Mark up that way. He listens to Pastor Buddy and been listening for quite a while. And he thought it was a good time for him to exercise the heart. I mean, you know, he's got to feel good tonight to help us, because we've prayed many prayers for people like him to help us, and that's who we solicit. Listen to what David said about the satisfying. You know, if you eat food without salt, and of course it has to be the quality salt that we recommend. We recommend the Himalaya salt. That is salt that are in glaciers atop the Himalaya mountains, way above the pollution factor. And you salt it with this type of salt. It's not only is it healthy, most people use the table salt that you get in a store like Morton's. When it rains, it pours salt. That is stuff, that's poison. I'm telling you, it'll kill you. So learn, make good choices here. And if you do, you're gonna do like this brother. And he included the ring I was talking about Saturday night on the broadcast. I've got a gold ring here. And we're going to see what it's worth, and we've got some more broken jewelry and stuff. So if you've got a gold ring that you don't need, you've got a tractor, you've got a plow, you've got a musical instrument, you've got something that you could dedicate to the feast site that we could use or trade in or sell. You know, we'll take anything you can chase, drag, and pull on to the feast site at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And then we'll make this site available for you. You'll always be welcome. And it'd be wonderful to see these brothers come home to the feast site and to keep the feast with us. And we want to extend a hearty, warm welcome of health. David said, "You, Yahweh, satisfy me more than the purest of foods." Psalms 63:5. You want to be healthy? Give. You want to be healthy? Obey Yahweh. You want to be healthy? Keep His laws. You want to be healthy? Don't wander away or turn your back or face when you see your brother in need. We're in need here. We like about $8,000 to $10,000. I have enough money to secure this, so we still need and solicit your help. If five people could send us $500 apiece, like Miss Linda and Fred sent me from up in Michigan, $500. And that was a sacrifice for these blessed people. Both of them on Social Security, very little income, having to make their payments, pay for their little home and property there on the beautiful lake that they live on. They live good, but they don't live elaborate, or they don't extravagantly spend money just because they got money to spend. Whatever penny they get, they give to the Shepherd's Call. They support me in tithes and offerings, and I appreciate your tithers. My tithers are what keeps my hands held up to Yahweh to seek His face and to call on Him and to keep me healthy. He gives us power. When you're tired and you're worn out and you don't feel good, try this little exercise. Sit down, get your checkbook out, as bad as you might hate to. Tell that old flesh man to shut up and get out of your way. Let that inward man loose and offer an offering to Yahweh, and notice how good you're going to feel when you get it stamped and sent to the mail and you hear Pastor Buddy receive it and acknowledge your faith. Now that's health. Even youth in their strongest will become exhausted. Young men will fail and fall and give up. But those who wait on Yahweh will find strength, because He said He will. Those that wait on Yahweh will renew their strength. You see that? Wait on Him. How do you wait on Him? Well, I tell you to bring me a cup of coffee. I tell you to give me an offering. I tell you to go over here and say this to this person. Or I tell you to come and go. I tell you I've got a need and you fulfill it. That's waiting on Him. People say, well, I'm just sitting here waiting on Yahweh. Well, what are you doing? Nothing. I'm just waiting. Well, you can wait till hell freezes over. If you're not a man of action, if you want to get healthy, listen to this. They will fly high on the wings of the eagles. That's getting up there, and that's the spirit. It soars the spirit. It makes it soar. Higher than you've ever been before. It gives you that good, exuberant feeling to do good. That's health to the navel. That's healthy. They will run and not grow weary. Now let your faith, man, exercise. Turn it loose. Don't be grudgingly and resentful and, well, I'm going to save it for a rainy day. I'm not giving it to Yahweh. Well, if you give it to Yahweh and you don't have nothing for a rainy day, and the rainy day comes and you've never done nothing for Yahweh, you're going to have a bad rainy day, whether you've got everything that you've saved will get holes in it. The heart surgeon will get it. Are you listening to me tonight? Praise Yahweh. You want to stay healthy? Read Isaiah 40 and chapter 40 and verse 29 through 31. They will fly on wings of an eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We're not talking about the physical body here. We're talking about the spiritual man. Greater. Oh my, I feel the Holy Spirit. Greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world. The eyes of all who look to you in hope. If the gospel is quit preaching, the end's going to come. If you quit participating and exercising your spiritual inward man, the end will come. If there come a, unless there is a falling away, the end won't come. But if there is a falling away, and people are falling away, they're sitting on their fortune. They're watching the stock market more than they watch for Yahweh. David said, my eyes fail and grow weary and weak waiting on Yahweh. He said, you mean more to me, Yahweh, than all of the good, healthy food that I could put in my belly and expect to live and find myself dying for the lack of an inward experience. Or an exuberation. Listen to this now. Psalms 107. Follow it with me. Verse 19 and 20. They cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. Oh, my. Think about that. Now, why would He save those in distress? Those are the faithful. Those are the favors, those that have been there, clothed Him when He was naked, fed Him when He was hungry. That's this inward man I'm talking about. Feed that inward desire. Be that person Yahweh wants you to be. Be humble. Be thankful. Give the charitable. Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. This $1,200, this five pieces of gold, these five pieces of silver and a ring, these $4, this $4,000 today that I took out of a package. Somebody had to get up and exercise their faith and launch out into the deep and give till it hurt. Now, listen to this. In Psalms 107, mark it down. Here's what you're going to get. He sent forth His word and He healed them. Whew. He rescued them from the grave. That's the ones that remained faithful, that cried out to Yahweh in the day of trouble, that had give, that had exercised their faith unto godliness, laying up their treasures in heaven instead of putting it in a safe or a bank somewhere to hold it tight, expecting a rainy day. You're going to get it. It's coming. If you're putting it up for a rainy day, you're going to get one. But I'd rather have 20,000 rainy days with Yahweh than to have one day of sunshine with the devil. I'm going to repeat that. I'd rather have 20,000 days of rainy days with Yahweh in the mist. I mean, we're in a battle here, folks. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But listen to this now. But Yahweh delivers them out of them all. Did you know that the planet Earth is the proving ground to train the children of Yahweh in the laws of the kingdom of heaven? They are a schoolmaster. Yahweh said, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down and running over. Give to who? You've robbed... Who did they rob? You've robbed me. This was the priesthood who are trying to capture the tithe and offerings for themselves, and it's the priest that robbed Yahweh. The preachers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are asking not for the priest here. I'm the preacher. We've got lay members. It's not for them. It's not for me. I'm giving everything I've got to provide a place for Yahweh to collectively have us to come together three times a year, and I will be there on the Sabbath most of the time when I'm not on the road or when I'm not tied up on the radio. I spend a lot of time in radio ministry, 5 nights a week, 1 hour, 5 live nights. I've never been on a recording. I'm always live. So that means I'm obligated to be there 5 nights a week. I only have 2 nights a week off. And those times I'm doing other projects, working on mail, and sending out. I'm a one-man gang. I do it all myself. That's how little we are. That's how small we are. But we've raised over $140,000 right at this point in the last month from nothing. That's commitment of people like I'm mentioning tonight and other people that I've mentioned in past programs that have stepped up to the plate and said, Pastor Buddy, we're going to exercise our faith. We're not going to believe Satan, who robbed and rebelled against Yahweh's laws. He lied. And the first thing that the devil will do to you, well, you don't have to pay that preacher no money. You're not obligated to send him nothing. But boy, he'll make you desire the things of the world. He'll make you jealous when your brother drives by in a new car and you're driving one that's 10 years old. Now, this brother that sent me $10,000, his car is a used car. And it barely made it home from the last festival, but he's milked it, saved the money for Yahweh, and he still doesn't have a car. This money would have been a huge down payment on a used car, or it would have paid for a used car, or a new car. It'd been a huge down payment. He'd rather give it to Yahweh. It's an exercise of faith. That's observing that the entire universe, it belongs to Yahweh. Now, can Yahweh give you a car? Well, of course he can. Can Yahweh give you a healing from a heart attack that's about to happen? You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know. You say, well, I eat healthy. I know I'm not going to die of a heart attack. I've seen these guys. We had a guy that we know personally here. He operates one of the largest health store operations. He sells Bardi Green and all this stuff. And he was going gangbusters. And we witnessed to him in the name of Yahweh. Me and my wife drove about 40 miles. And that's when he was up in a couple of counties above us. We drove 40 miles to witness to this Baptist preacher now in the name of Yahweh. He acknowledged his name was Yahweh, but ignored and wanted to change the subject and talk about health food. We wanted to talk about the health, inward health food. We're not talking about that goes into the stomach. We're talking about what come out. And what I seen come out was he didn't want to give in to the name of Yahweh because he knew that he goes around to a lot of churches and preaches the health message. Ladies and gentlemen, I go around to a lot of churches and I preach the internal health message, and the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. It's the most healthiest ingredient you can put in your life is repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. It is wonderful. That's the law set in motion. Yahweh's laws are still working today. The entire universe is governed by the law of Yahweh. And the greatest governing of the first law of Mark 12:29 is, "Hear, O Israel," as to whom it is given to. Most people think he's going to save all the world. That's not right. Did you know that there was a man that was generated from the earth? Now this is the second man. This ain't the first man from heaven was this inward man that needed a flesh body, and he was different from everything else that was created in Genesis 1:26. Now I'm going to repeat that. This man that was made on the eighth day, hallelujah, and people get up and preach against this message. My, how they fight the health plan. How they fight this spiritual health message, because to observe and keep Yahweh's laws brings physical and spiritual blessings, joy and peace and holiness, without which no man. I don't care if you live to be 1,025 years of age. If you don't have this name and the power of this law that brings a spiritual blessing inside, happy is the man whose God is Yahweh. I'm going to repeat that. Happy, joy, health, and long life to them that would observe Yahweh's laws that govern this eighth-day man. To him was given these laws, and to him he must pay the penalty because he will reap what he sows. Now, you can eat good and not love Yahweh, and that won't do you a damn bit of good. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You can eat good all your life, and if you refuse repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh, you got a problem. It's a spiritual health problem. I'd rather go to heaven with a diseased body. I don't care how much sin I've done, because sin comes through the transgression of the law. But you can repent. David said, "My wounds stink because of my transgression." In other words, he had some kind of a problem in his physical being because he'd sinned against Yahweh. David was no exception, although he was a man after Yahweh's own heart. See, Proverbs 26:2 says, "As a fluttering sparrow or a flying swallow, he will alight from flight. He's got to land. He goes up, but he's got to land. Somewhere he's got to come back to earth. And not one of those sparrows will hit the ground without an acknowledgement of the Holy Ruach or the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit being a witness that that sparrow doesn't hit the ground unless Yahweh knows it. He knows you. He knows everything that you do. Did you know, as sure in life and death, that you'll reap what you sow? If you sow to the flesh, now listen to me, you cannot do anything outside, I mean, eating lettuce like a rabbit, drinking carrot juice, till it runs out your nose. If your heart is not right, you don't have no peace, and with no peace inside, you've got stress, and you're going to turn into sickness, jealousy, and hatred, and refusal of keeping Yahweh's law will get you in trouble. And I feel good today. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh has blessed me with so many people from the great state of Mississippi. Praise Yahweh. Came $1,000 check from my own sponsor. Brother Mark and Sister Audrey are sponsors on tonight's program. Every Tuesday night, they sponsor the program in full. They pay for every penny of it. I don't have to pay for one dime of it. This is how much they love Yahweh. They're warriors. They're troopers. They know the plan of exercising faith to godliness other than to the physical being. I mean, it's okay to take care of your physical body because you ought to do. You ought to cease from sinning. You ought to keep Yahweh's laws. And you ought to be about your Father's business. But ladies and gentlemen, it's more to keeping Yahweh's law than just eating lettuce and drinking carrot juice and lifting weights in some gym somewhere to build up a ripped body of six-pack abs. You can be as strong as Samson. He lost his head over the foolishness of selling out and messing with the enemy. That ain't wise. You want to be healthy. Now, old Solomon, he had wisdom. But look what got him in trouble. If you'll read 1 Kings chapter 11, you'll see where he bombed out. No doubt he was eating the best in the land. No doubt he had special organic cooks trying to live a long life. But he erred when he went to the world. We got the laws of agriculture. You got to recognize those laws. They change the complete genetic structure of our plants right in front of us and under our nose. They have changed it. So, you better be careful eating organic lettuce. The membranes of that lettuce and the nature of the plant, the agricultural, the electronics, the biology, the chemistry, all of these were made for our own benefit. But if we don't have any internal peace and joy and righteousness and repentance and remission of sins and baptized in the name of Yahweh, it will bring spiritual tears, heartache, suffering, and death that has no end. If you done this deliberately to take care of your outer man and let your inner man go, you need to exercise him. You need to get him. You need to pick up a pen and say, Pastor Buddy, here's you $1,000. Just like the brother from Mississippi. I had another brother from Mississippi. The Mississippi's coming in. He said, Pastor Buddy, this is what you can expect. I'm fixing to send you $1,000. That's still to come. I got the other brother that made the same promise. And I got his $1,000 check today deposited in a cashier's check, fixing to go in on the land. Every penny plus what I can scrape up my own self, which is every penny I've got, will be given. Everything that we've got. Others have made sacrifices, have numerous sacrifices. Today was an exceptional day. Now, Saturday was a great day, too. I mean, I received $6,000 on Saturday. 12,000 plus today. I don't know what's going to tally out, but since I've got gold, I don't know what I'll get for the gold and the silver and the ring, but it'll tally out more than $12,000. We still are $8,000 to $10,000 short. We need a tractor. We need a building. We need thousands of dollars to get this fee site credible and to where you can come. We're looking out for your comfort. And you can come and have a good, dry, warm, cool place to lay your head at night and to look up into the stars under Tabernacles. And it's a 50-50 thing whether we're going to be able to be on the raw property. It won't be developed. We'll get a couple of porter potties. We don't have a restroom, and you may not have to get a shower. We'll have a couple of hotel rooms, which is only a few mile away, and we'll rent one of those, and we'll have it to where you can go down and shower. If you want to sleep in a tent for a week, we'll get you three or four showers or whatever you want to do, but we'll make sure you're clean and you smell good and you feel good about yourself, and you'll have a body chemistry that's not stress. You see, people stress. That's the one that needs deodorant. And that's the worst thing that you can put on your body is deodorant. That ain't nothing but poison to cover up the... You see, if you sweat, that's good and healthy. You ought to sweat. But now, if you let it dry and then you sweat some more and you let it dry, you're going to start stinking like an old mangy dog laying outside on a mat. That's, he hates water. So, anyway, we're going to see that you stay clean and decent and well fed. We got some great Southern cooks, Miss Jan and Virginia and all the gang, the ladies at Bob's wife, Pat and Connie and some of the other sisters that pitch in and they watch your babies and they'll babysit, and we've got people that'll do all that and take care of you, and where you can enjoy yourself. And you can listen to the scriptures read and taught and in our services. And we like to get together on our guitars and our mandolins and our bass guitars and our drums. We're going to get a set of drums here. Praise Yahweh. All we need is somebody to play them, that it can beat on them. I love drums. And David talked about, and I talked about it last night in the book of Psalms. Oh, my heavens, I've done preached myself out of time. I've got to get off here. I'm so elated tonight that I've just lost track of time. And my, how it's flown by. I love you, and I appreciate you, and many be the blessings of Yahweh upon you. And may the love and the joy of Yahweh always embrace you in health. And do those things for the inward man and not the outward. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to ride out of here tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 o'clock around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm looking forward for your letter in the mail. Get it in there to me. And please remember, Yahweh, do an exercise of health. Put us a check in the mail. Send us a tractor. Load it on your truck if you got one. If you ain't, call us up and we'll try to get one of the brothers down that will pick it up and get it down here. We need a tractor to keep our farm clean. We've had brothers to offer us a tractor and sell it to us at a reasonable price, and we appreciate that. Right now we're asking for you to exercise your faith. Lift that tractor up on your heart and muscle it up there four or five times and pump it up and say, Yahweh, I'm going to give this tractor to Pastor Buddy on the peace side in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Yahweh bless you. 423-626-2172 is my telephone number. Call me tonight. I'll take your call. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Be with us again tomorrow night. I hope to give you a good report. Yahweh, and we can get closer. Now we're going to close out, Yahweh willing, on the 20th. We done set the closing date. We're going to have to dig deeper. And we hope and trust that you'll remember us in your need to get a blessing of exercise. Through your faith, we shall overcome and we shall have a place that we can wait on Yahweh and serve Him and be brothers and sisters in the common faith and save people in repentance and baptism. That's the exercise of health that Yahweh desires. Read the 58th chapter, if you will, of the book of Isaiah tonight to confirm it. I'll be in it tomorrow night. Yahweh willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you with the message of courage tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.
He's leading the armies all across this land. And he's calling out you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? We say yes, Lord.
Yeah.